The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, bliss. Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. John Reagan's with us. Hey, John, I just, you know, Ed Marvini gave me some great tools to post on the website. And so here I am just during the commercial breaks posting. And there's a... I just put this up on page one. Billboards warning of speed traps in the most corrupt town in America, set to end after the police forces disbanded over ticketing scam. So the American Automobile Association has paid for billboards outside of Waldo, Florida, since 2003 to warn motorists about the city's notorious speed traps. Okay, so the city decided to disband or dissolve the corrupt police force. And here's a billboard. It says, speed trap, Waldo, 6 miles ahead. Now, then they have, when you get to town, they've got a sign, a small sign over the center of the suspended over a two-lane highway. And it says, school zone, 15 miles per hour when flashing. 15. I don't know if I've ever seen a 15-mile-an-hour speed limit. Have you ever seen one that low? I mean, I've seen 25 in a school zone, but 15? I mean, it's really difficult to get your vehicle to go as slow as 15 miles per hour. You're watching your speedometer rather than watching where you're going in that kind of a situation. John, have you ever seen a 15-mile-an-hour speed limit?
Not very often.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't either. So we've said that there are ticket quotas. We've said that there are ticket contests. Absolutely. Here it is in full color right at USAPrepares.com if you want to go to the website. And it's up. It's up and running. Thank you very much, Ed Marvini of Usersite.com for making this all possible. Good friends are wonderful to have and few and far between. Ed Marvini is one of those. And so is John Reagan. So thanks so much. And you can go to the website. You can see up to the minute news, news that not too many sites carry. And it's in a very easy to use format. It's something that we wanted to do. We wanted to make it really easy for you, just one click away and read the stories. And we wanted not to get shut down. So I believe we've accomplished those two objectives with the new design of the website. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, we're on the news tab at the financialstateoftheunion.com. In the financial section, fourth down is the cost of normal. And this is something I've talked about before, that when interest rates go up, bonds are going to go down. And what the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, has now issued a warning to the Fed that returning to normal interest rates risks almost $4 trillion worth of losses to the global bond market.
I'm here. Wow.
So it's not just John Reagan saying these things.
So, John, if this plays out, what do you see happening?
I believe that it's the raising of interest rates that's going to signal the start of bad economic times.
Now, you said that before. You have not wavered on that at all.
That may not be the total collapse at that point, but that's the point where things come unhinged and start moving faster.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just to show how bad it is in the world, the fifth one, you know it's bad when Oktoberfest beer consumption is down 1.2 million liters from last year.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Now, the only way I think that's possible, I mean, it's such a big event, right? Oktoberfest. It's a national event, isn't it?
It is something else. And when you go to Munich, which I did one year while I was in Germany, I mean, it is wall to wall people there. I can't even think of another event I've been to that's anything close to that concentration of people.
Right. And it's down.
And the big purpose, you go there to drink.
Right. Right. And beer consumption is down. And so we're looking at people drinking away some of their problems, and it looks like maybe they can't even afford to do that, right?
That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen it. We've seen it in Springfield, Missouri. We've seen, I've said for years now, that the number of cars going by the restaurants is few. The number is smaller and smaller and smaller. And the number of vehicles filling up their tanks is less. Smaller number. At gas stations. The number of cars in parking lots of businesses, that number is smaller. The number of customers in businesses, smaller. And Barry's saying that, you know, things are going good. More lies. Okay, what's next?
I'm going to run through the employment section, then we can talk about them as a group.
Okay.
Three of these are about media companies. We have the Turner Turnover, Pastimes, Post Host, The Split from the Split, and Dearly Departed. Mm-hmm. We have Turner Broadcasting cutting 10% of its workforce, nearly 1,500 people, including 300 at CNN alone. The New York Times cutting 7.5% of staff, including over 100 newsroom jobs. You have the Washington Post cutting employee retirement benefits that is basically eliminate future retirement medical benefits and freeze defined benefit pensions for non-union employees. Hewlett-Packard made an announcement that it's splitting itself into two companies, basically had the printer company and then the rest of its business in a separate company, and they will fire another 5,000 in conjunction with that. And then Dearly Departed, we have two presidents of Federal Reserve Banks, Philly and Dallas, have announced their retirement. Mm-hmm. Now, these are probably or maybe the last two sane people in the Fed. Both of these men have cautioned against excessive money creation, and Richard Fisher, the president of the Dallas Fed, you may even credit as the spark that led me to write the Financial State of the Union, because it was after I read a news article where he'd given a speech talking about the unfunded liabilities for social insurance programs being $55 trillion that really made me focus in and dig and try and find out more information and look for a way out of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
So as the administration would say, the economy is great.
We've been exposing the lies here at USA Prepares for years. And I still think only about 5% get it. I really think that. But the 5% that get it are getting more angry by the second. They really are. And they are actually talking with other people more openly about it. So it's not just a few of us. More people are joining in with the resistance. More people want our country back. More people are sick of these politicians. They absolutely are. John, they've sold us out. their individual. I saw a guy driving on a highway. He used to be a state representative. I saw this guy flying down the road. Kind of, just driving faster than everybody else. Weaving in and out of cars. No signals whatsoever. Total disregard for the law. You know, these state representatives carry badges, kind of like police badges. But a police badge pales in comparison in terms of quality and cost to one of the badges, these gold badges that these state representatives have. Each state representative has a badge, and it's serialized. And they carry it around with them so that they can remind those who are allegedly hired to protect and serve us that, well, you're not going to give me a ticket, are you, bub? Because I'm a former state representative. I'm above the law. I know a state representative who got arrested. Why? Because he brought his gun concealed into a bar, forgot his gun in his bag with his computer, left it there. The restaurant closed. I mean, the bar closed. They said, oh, what's this? So they look in this guy's bag. They find the computer and the gun. They call the cops. The cops come and get it. And this former state representative goes to the police, goes to the bar. They say, oh, yeah, we got it. We call the police. They have it. You can go pick it up there. He goes and picks it up and gets arrested, of course, right, for bringing a gun, a loaded gun, into a bar. It's against the law. It's against the law in Missouri to bring a gun into a bar. Everybody knows that. So this guy, what does he care? He's a state representative, right? He's above the law. But this time he got arrested. His mugshot appears on the internet for one day. Then it's gone. What I'm saying is there's two sets of rules. There's rules for us, we the people. And then there's rules for the oppressors, the defectives. They have a separate set of rules. John Reagan's with us. This is USA Preparers. I'm just venting. We'll be back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, VAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And you can buy his book, The Financial State of the Union. Brilliant book. If you want to know why we will experience a collapse, it's a great read. It's in the book. It's a quick read. I've read it. I own it. I bought a copy early on. I bought one of the first copies. Deborah Brewster, USA Preparers Instructor, bought a copy. She loves it. Our reviews are on Amazon if you'd like to read what we have to say about the financial state of the union. John, what's next?
Let's go down to the preparedness section, especially since, you know, Ebola continues to be at the fore of the headlines. There's been a lot of talk about having suits for protection. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of that because you can't live your life in a hazmat suit. And on top of that, when you look at Ebola, Ebola is considered a level 4 biohazard, which means you need a level 4 biohazard suit. Now, you're not going to get one of those for anything south of $1,000, and it's probably going to cost you several thousand dollars for a suit. They are pressurized, so it's not these cheap things you see on the Internet. And then on top of that, there's a procedure for putting on the suit and taking off the suit. The first link under preparedness, suiting and unsuiting, has an article from the Daily Mail that does a good job of describing what the process is in putting on a suit and taking off a suit. Now, with the level biohazard we're working with, there's actually some additional steps that would be in this process, especially where you're taking off, because you're wanting to make sure that you're not spreading the pathogen that might have attached itself to the suit. And this is how they think that the Dallas nurse became infected, in that she didn't take the suit off properly and came in contact with bodily fluids from patient zero. So if you are interested at all in wearing a suit, you can use this for practicing how to put it on and taking it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, John, when you talked about pressurized, I've had some experience with that. Back in the 1980s, when we were building data communications networks, we were involved with using high-speed telecommunications lines. And these telecommunications lines that would come into the corporation were from the telephone company. And to protect the inner conductors, the wires within the sheath, what they did was they literally pressurized the lines. They added pressure with an inert gas into the telephone lines coming in, into the jacket, to pressurize it so that water would not penetrate these lines, because water would have the pressure of the water would have to exceed the pressure within the telephone line. So they just kept them pressurized, and it worked great. And the same principle applies with these hazmat or bio suits. And I'm looking on eBay right now, and I tell you what, though, I would like to have there's a guy that's got one listed, an eBay survival kit. It's a hazmat suit. It's protective goggles and gloves. I'd like to have one. Not for the reasons that you might think. For when they invade my farmhouse, I would like to leave in one of these. You know, watch these guys come in, put the suit on, and say, okay, they're in there. What took you guys so long? Glad you're here. It's pretty dangerous in the house, but go ahead. You're up next. We're out of here. And just leave. That's what I'd like to do. So that's the plan. And you can get one of these for like around $20. But you're absolutely right, John. This is level four. That's a big problem. And, you know, who's responsible? The Democrat Party is blaming the Republican Party for the Ebola failures. Who do they think they are? They're all responsible. All of these Congress creatures, all of these people that we've elected or selected to represent our interests, all these people who have failed us, it's all of their fault. They've allowed the U.S. military to build Ebola and build AIDS to kill people. It's their fault. Every single one. Never reelect anyone. Throw them all out of office.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm all excited, class. I really am. We've got the trench filled in, all except for about 5 feet at, you know, each end of these multiple trenches where we're going to connect these underground cables, network, telephone, generator, power feeds, water lines, all the things that are necessary to run a farm and protect the animals, and maybe even have some emergency shelter for the future. We're not sure, but we're doing everything we can to quickly finish the barn. So we've got what's left on the barn is to insulate the walls. We have 1.5-inch closed cell foam insulation. We've got that. We're putting that up. We're putting the siding on. We have the end walls done, the exterior of the end walls. We have half of the lighting in. We've got about 36 more or 38 more light fixtures to install. And it's working. It's really working. So I've got some grading to do. I've been grading with the backhoe and the front end loader. And I'm trying to divert the water away from the barn so that water doesn't come into the floor of the barn. And we've got the website up and running. It's great news. Meet up tonight. Jimmy Zegg, we're going to talk about living without electricity. Living without electricity, it's going to be hands-on. We're going to teach you what you need to think about when you live without electricity. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. How many of you have an electric can opener? And what would you do without it? Well, you probably ought to get a can opener that is non-electric, the kind we have. Swing away. If you want the best in manual can openers, I think Swing Away is the brand. That's what we have. That's what we give away as Christmas gifts for family. About $11, $13, depending on which model you get. John Reagan, I'm at the website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, at the news tab. And what's next? Are we going to get into spy tech?
I don't think we're going to have time today.
What? Whoa. What?
there's so many good things in preparedness that okay. I really need to get to today.
Go ahead.
Next one I call Ready or Not, and that's K-N-O-T.
Yes. Yes.
It's an article, 10 Most Useful Homesteading Knots. And this really brought back memories of my scouting days where we literally spent hours practicing tying knots. And
John, I'm so glad you did this because we use knots here all the time on the farm. And it's something that, you know, the scouts did over and over and over. And thinking, you know, at that young age, what's the big deal with knots? Because you use them for the rest of your life. Right?
And yes, one of them, the bowline, if you have somebody, like if, you know, in your area, a lot of times you'll have an old well that's been covered over. Nobody knows it's there. Somebody could fall down that, or they fall down an embankment, and there's, you know, no easy way of getting to them. The bowline is the knot that you want to use to tie around a person to be able to pull them up.
Yep.
And you might not have time to run back and get a manual and figure out how to tie it. You just need to know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Really good. I'm glad you put that on the website. So, last, you know, the Financial State of the Union, you can click on the preparedness section of the news tab, Ready or K-N-O-T. Not. Next. What's next?
Deadly jobs.
Oh.
You know, we think, we romanticize about, you know, what life was like in you know, slower times. And I looked at what's the current deadliest jobs.
Yep.
And the list from the 10th deadliest to the number one, construction laborers, electric power line installers and repairers, farmers, ranchers, drivers, mining machine operators, refuse collectors, roofers, pilots, fishermen, and logging. And you think about it, you know, with all the technology we have, these still are dangerous. Now, we get into an era where we don't have all those great tools. When you're working on a farm, you will end up using farm animals, and those are sometimes unpredictable.
Well, I've got one right now. this guy Jake, his days may be numbered. You know, he was really fun when he was 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds. But now he comes out and he charges me. If he sees me, he goes, "Hey, there's Dad. You know, let's headbutt Dad." And he will come, he's four times my size easily right now. He will headbutt my knees. I mean, this guy, he is dangerous now. I've got to take him out of the yard and bring him to, maybe just needs a girlfriend, but he's really, really unpredictable, just as you say. And it's now at the point where, he's been doing a great job mowing the lawn. I haven't had to mow the, acres around the farmhouse all summer. Haven't had to do it. Just one little cleanup because we had some guests coming, but that was months ago. But since then, we haven't mowed the lawn and had needed to because he's done a great job. But I'm willing to trade him in for a lawnmower and move him out with the rest of the herd because he is unpredictable, just as you say. And you're absolutely right. Farming is dangerous. Electrical power line installers, those guys have a dangerous job. And construction. Construction is really dangerous. I mean, you are dependent on the guy next to you and the guy next to him, and if one of you makes a mistake, one of you can get, killed. Really. Roofers. Like the guys that put the roof on this farmhouse, I asked them about the job, and the foreman came over to me and goes, man, had I looked at the pitch of this roof, we never would have done it. We never would have done it. It's 15 over 12. It goes up 15 inches for every 12 inches of horizontal run. It's steep. It's like a church roof. And they didn't want to do it, but, they committed to it. So fortunately, they did it. And I'm going to have a problem in about 20 years getting it redone because no one's going to want to do it. That's a problem. So roofers, it's a dangerous, dangerous job. You're absolutely right.
And that brings up another set of skills that's important is first aid.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I like to give credit where credit is due. So the next one I say, thank you, B.O.
Is that Barry?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And this is an article. There is a regional grid operator that is warning that we may see winter blackouts from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic because of the policies of bringing down the coal-powered plants and switching to natural gas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that if we follow the money, we could find out why that's happened. Someone's in the natural gas industry that needs to be paid a lot of money, and our government is coming to the rescue of that group of people or that person to make them very, very wealthy by shutting down coal. Now, I remember commercials about coal. You drive through West Virginia, you'll see billboards supporting coal. We have a couple hundred years worth of coal available should we want to burn it for heat and generation of electric power. Well, Barry and his band are shutting down coal. Now, I'm not really for coal. I'm not really for natural gas. I'm certainly not for nuclear energy. What I am for is reduction. I am working very, very hard at reducing the power consumption here at the farm. Our electric bill is around $100 a month. Most people can't believe it. As a matter of fact, the power company, Laclede Electric, has sent their finest and top and best and brightest over here with equipment looking for how I'm stealing electricity. They're trying to figure out how I'm doing it. I'm not doing it. They've looked at the transformers. They followed the wires. How come this farm uses so little electricity? Well, because we're careful. We're really careful. We're recycling. As a matter of fact, in the studio right now, we've got four computers running. But in the summertime, I have the computers in a little section, a walled-off section of the studio, where I have a small fan that exhausts the heat outside. So I'm not putting the computer heat into the studio and then air conditioning the heat out of the studio. I'm dumping the heat outside. In the wintertime, I stop that fan and I allow the heat to heat the studio. So we're doing everything we can to drive down the cost of electricity and the usage of power. As a matter of fact, I took what's called a kilowatt, K-I-L-L-A-watt, a meter, to determine how much electricity I'm using to light that barn, 40 by 120 feet long. So far we have about 32 lights hooked up. 32 lights in porcelain keyless fixtures. attached to the purlins along the roof. I measured the power consumption of all of them powered on, 142 watts. 142 watts. So if you double it, that's about how much electricity we're going to use. Probably around about 300, really, by the time I'm done, about 300 watts to light the entire barn. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. That's pretty efficient. And those are the kinds of technologies and techniques we're using. I'm going to add some LED lighting strips for emergencies, and I think we're going to be good to go. John, what's next?
The crazy ones.
Okay.
We have a scientific study that says conspiracy theorists are the most sane of all. And
scientific study reveals that conspiracy theorists are the most sane of all. That's us.
As opposed to the people that just blindly accept what the government says.
Okay. Wow. This is the first study that actually verifies that we're not nuts. I've been saying it. I've been saying people think we're nuts. They're wrong. It's the people who think we're nuts that are nuts. Really. Wow, let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We're clicking on his news tab, and we're following along in class today. If you'd like to buy his book, Amazon.com, The Financial State of the Union.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Meet up tonight, class. Meet up at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8. Milo Carter's going to be there. He's going to bring Nick's Hole, and you can buy it. I'm going to buy some. He's going to have the spray bottles. He's going to have the gallons. He's going to have the quarts. David Moore is going to be talking about surviving without electricity, how to do it, the tools you need, what it's going to be like. He's done it. He's going to talk about his experiences in Vietnam without electricity, what it took. John Reagan's with us, the financialstateoftheunion.com. And John, we're talking about a scientific study that reveals that conspiracy theorists are the most sane of all. That's good news.
That's crazy, isn't it?
So tonight there's going to be a whole room, a whole restaurant full of conspiracy theorists. A whole room of sane people. I'm delighted to be able to tell them that it's true. We really are sane, and it's been reported in the study. Tell us about the study, please.
It gets into details like those that believe in the official government accounts are actually some of the more hostile. And yeah. If you aren't in the arena of trying to get the word out on some of the things going on, like I am with the Financial State of the Union,
right.
you may not have been attacked yet, but one of the attacks they will do when they can't defend their position is to call you a conspiracy theorist.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, you're one of those wacko nuts, tinfoil hat types, electromagnetic pulse types. You know, so we the science is on our side. It absolutely is. And I've got an email into Dane Wigington to see if he can join us this week and talk more about it. You know, chemtrails were over the sky here at the farm a few days ago, and now we've been deluged with rain and flooding. It's just unbelievable. Okay, what's next?
The bottom of the preparedness, I have sowing and reaping.
Yeah.
And this talks about how there are now 110 million cases of sexually transmitted diseases in the United States with 20 million new infections every year. And why I stuck this in preparedness, mm-hmm. we also had a recent story about how we have over half the adult population being single. Now, mm-hmm. we get into a situation where we got the grid down. We don't have the healthcare system we're used to having. You end up not being able to diagnose or treat these types of things. And some of these are worse than others. And it is, you know, it's bad. I know there's going to be some overlap here because I believe the way they count the cases, one person could actually have two or three mm-hmm. of these, which I believe would increase the case count. But 110 million, if it were just one each, that's a third of the population of the United States. So by
yeah,
the time...
But so let's say you go to church, John. Let's say you go to church and you're sitting down in the pew and you look to the guy at the left of you and the gal at the right of you. One of you three on average is going to have one or have had one of these sexually transmitted diseases. I mean, I'm using church because you sit down. Okay, so you go to a restaurant. And there's a table of three. One of you has or has had a sexually transmitted disease. It's unbelievable. We really
some of these are
careful.
Getting to the some of these are getting to the point where it's even tough to treat with what we have from the pharmaceuticals today. They're developing.
And 50% of 50% of these cases occur between the age of 15 and 24. 15 and 24. So if we can contract sexually transmitted diseases at the rate of one out of three of us, how long is it going to be before Ebola wipes us out? That's the question. Wow. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us today. Class, meet up tonight. Jimmy's Egg. And we're gonna study preparedness the way it used to be done. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. John Reagan, the financialstateoftheunion.com. You can go to the website, click on the news tab, and you can see what we've been talking about today. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.